Hello and welcome to What Does the Bible Say? I'm your host, Dr. Wayne Davis of Creekside Messianic Fellowship in Jasper, Georgia. If you like what you hear in the Bible study today, there's 10 years worth of Bible studies available free of charge at john14.15.org. Now let's turn to today's Bible study. If you'll join me in Bible study tonight, please open up your Bibles to the book of Matthew, Matityahu in Hebrew. It means Matthew. We're in chapter 12. We have just completed the overview through verse 14. And what we have found in Matthew chapter 12 is a confrontation between the scribes and the Pharisees and Messiah. The scribes and Pharisees are mad because Messiah is healing people and relieving suffering on Shabbat. Is there any commandment of God that says, thou shalt not heal on Shabbat? No. Is there any commandment that says, thou shalt not relieve suffering on Shabbat? No. Then what are they mad at? That he's not following their man-made rules. So this portion of Matthew 12, the issue is, who gets to decide what's acceptable to do on Shabbat, God or man? And of course, the answer to that is God. And then that causes us to say, well, let's look at today. If you look across most of Christianity, most anybody you talk to would say, well, the Shabbat's Sunday. No, Shabbat's not Sunday. Shabbat's Saturday. How do we know it's Saturday? I was asked that by a pastor just this week. How do we know it's Saturday? What day did Messiah rise? Sunday. Well, the Bible says it's the day after the Sabbath. If Sunday's the day after the Sabbath, which day's the Sabbath? He said, oh, shut up. Okay, don't want to talk about it anymore. But then that causes us to look at, okay, let's do a deep dive on Shabbat. Let's look at it. We started with Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. Went all the way through Revelation. What does the Bible say? Has Shabbat ever changed? No. Does it tell us Shabbat is forever? Yes. So then, when Bible study ended, and I was going through the comments at the end, I saw comments from several people that said, are there other commandments that are forever, or is it just this one? Would you show us what the Bible says about are the commandments forever, or aren't they? And if you know me, what's my answer to that? Of course. So let us start with this proposition. Keeping your finger in Matthew 12, even though we'll probably never get back to it. Turn to Genesis chapter 9. All of you know Genesis 9 is about what? It's about the rainbow. But it begins to establish a concept. Genesis chapter 9, verse 12. From this point, I'm going to have you turn to a scripture. I want you to tell me what it's about. And if you're taking notes, put down, the rainbow is forever. So let's look. Genesis chapter 9, verse 12 says, and God said, who said? God said, this is the sign of the covenant, which I will make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. That's the word I want you to look at, perpetual. What does perpetual mean? Yeah, the Hebrew word there is olam, O-L-A-M, which means forever. And what I want you to do is I want you to look outside next time it rains. And do you still see rainbows? So what did God mean by forever? God meant forever. The rainbows have never ceased. The reason I ask that is because most New Testament theologians would say, yeah, but forever doesn't mean forever. It just means for a little while. Okay, so rainbows were around a couple hundred years and then they went away, right? No, they are still here. The word olam not only means forever, it means universe, it means world, it means age. So when you see the word olam, it means until the coming of the new heavens and the new earth. And in addition to olam in our study tonight, you're going to see ad olam, which means as far as eternity. You'll see le olam, forever, which means until we get to that new age. You'll see another one says, come on in. We'll say, Kol Hayamim, which is all of the days. What does all of the days mean? So long as there's day, it hasn't quit. But I'm going to give you a bunch of other verses here that use the word perpetual in English, but it's the same Hebrew word, which is olam, which means forever. And it's the same forever as the rainbow. When will the rainbow cease? They never will. Never will. We'll have to talk to you later, young lady. Okay. Then go to Exodus 29, verse 9. Glad to see David and Dean and those guys made it through Atlanta. Come. Exodus chapter 29, verse 9. Exodus chapter 29, verse 9. Most theologians that are New Testament Christians, if you ask them, aren't God's commandments forever? They'll go, well, some of them are. That you got to divide the commandments into three types. You've got the moral commandments that apply forever. You've got the civil and ceremonial. Those went away when Messiah was crucified. And when you say, where is that in Scripture? They go, well, it's not in Scripture, but hey, it's real good theology. Well, which takes precedence, the Bible or doctrine? Okay, let's be honest. So Exodus 29:9, let's read it, and then you tell me what it's about. Says, and you shall gird them, which are the special tunics for the priests, with the sashes on Aaron and his sons, and put the hats on them. The priesthood shall be theirs for a perpetual statute. What does that word perpetual mean? Forever. It's the word olam. So what is this verse about? The priesthood of the Levites. Was that something temporary that ended 2,000 years ago? No. So when you get to Ezekiel chapter 43, when Messiah returns and sits on the throne in the temple, the first thing that happens is they begin the sacrifices again. And who serves as priests in the temple? The Levites. Because the promise, the covenant is for how long?
Forever.
The same forever as the rainbow says that the Levitical priesthood will continue here on earth. But I thought Hebrews said there's a change in the priesthood when there's a change in the law. You got to watch that word change. It doesn't mean change. It means when you're talking about the heavenly temple, that's the Melchizedekian priesthood. The earthly temple is the Levitical priesthood, and the two don't mix. That's what that means.
You can almost say the Levitical priesthood is put on hold
while there's no temple.
Right.
And as soon as the temple's rebuilt, then the priesthood resumes. It's never been done away with. So number one, the rainbow is forever. Number two, the Levitical priesthood is forever. Well, would you say the Levitical priesthood is moral, civil, or ceremonial?
Yes, it's one of God's commandments.
It's one of God's commandments. That's exactly right. Let's go to Exodus 31. Exodus 31. Most of the theologians would say, oh, the priesthood, that's been abolished. That was done away with. That was something ceremonial, just applied to the Old Testament. But what does the word forever mean? We're going to have to keep looking. Exodus chapter 31. Exodus chapter 31. We will start in verse 12, but the key verse here is 16. It says, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, what's that word saying? What follows is a quote. It came out of the mouth of God. In the New Testament terminology, what do you call those words that come out of the mouth of God?
Scripture.
And according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, every word that was breathed out of the mouth of God is good for what? Doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness. That's right. So speak also to the children of Israel, and that includes every one of you in here. Whether you're born Jewish or not, if you were born Gentile, you've been grafted in by faith. If not, let's speak later. Saying, surely my Sabbath you shall keep, for it's a sign. Sign, Hebrew word ot, O-T-H. It's translated as mark in Genesis 4, the mark of God. Here it's translated as sign, but it means it shows that we belong to the true living God. It says, between me and you throughout your generations, which means forever, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it's holy to you. Everyone who profanes it shall surely be put to death. What does everyone mean?
Everyone.
Everyone. That's as broad as it gets. For whoever does any work on it, that person shall be cut off from among his people, Jew or Gentile. What's the only one of the Ten Commandments that mentions non-Jews specifically? It's the Sabbath. It says, work shall be done, may be done, if you haven't fixed your Bible, for 6 days. But the seventh, not a seventh, the seventh, that's different. The seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Therefore, this is the key verse. With that, therefore, which means because of this, let's draw an application. Therefore, the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a what? Perpetual covenant. That word perpetual is the same olam. So the rainbow, the Levitical priesthood, the Sabbath, all are coexistent. If the rainbow's still in the sky, the Sabbath is still in effect, and the Levitical priesthood still reigns. Go to the book of Numbers. This one might surprise somebody. Book of Numbers, chapter 19, which, as Jerry will tell you, is about the red heifer.
Yes, sir.
He's absolutely correct. Numbers 19, verse 20. Oh, I shouldn't have told you what it was about. You're supposed to tell me. Never mind. I didn't just tell you. Numbers 19:21 says, it shall be a perpetual statute for that same perpetual, that same olam, O-L-A-M. He who sprinkles the water purification shall wash his clothes, and he who touches the water purification shall be unclean until evening. So the statute of the red heifer is for how long?
Forever.
What did they just slaughter at Shiloh on July 8th? A red heifer.
I had not heard that.
Oh, they say it was just a practice. Whether it was just a practice or not remains to be seen, or do they just want everybody not to panic? But in Ezekiel chapter 36, where we will study tomorrow, when Messiah returns, it uses the same words. The sprinkling of the waters of the ashes of the red heifer will be carried out by Messiah when he returns. So what do you think the scripture meant when it said it's forever? It's forever. Did Messiah's death, burial, and resurrection change it? It did not. So you got the rainbow, Levitical priesthood, the Sabbath, and now the ceremony of the red heifer. Boy, if that's not ceremonial. Deuteronomy chapter 5. Deuteronomy chapter 5. Verse 29. This one doesn't use the word in English, perpetual. But the Hebrew is le'olam, which means forever. So the same meaning. Deuteronomy 5:29. Now therefore, let's go to verse 29. That's the therefore. Oh, that they had such a heart in them. Who's speaking? The Lord is. Oh, that they had such a heart in them, they would fear me and always keep all my commandments, that it might be well with them, with their children forever. So which commandments does the Lord tell Moses are forever? All my commandments. Did he say pick and choose? Can I substitute one? Let's take my favorite example. I don't like broccoli. So instead of thou shalt not steal, how about thou shalt not eat broccoli? We have the same number of commandments. Is that okay? The answer is no. God said you don't take away from his commandments. You don't add to his commandments. So which does the Lord say himself is forever? All of them. Let's see, I got some. What scripture did he just cover after Genesis 9? Okay. They answered it online. Very good. Let's look at that one again. Oh, that they had such a heart that they would fear me and always keep all my commandments, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. What does the word that mean?
Here's the blessing that follows. That's the word. A positive consequence.
The blessing that follows from obedience is forever.
When it says all my commandments, can you argue that that's a little fuzzy?
No.
Why couldn't God be more clear? Well, we got 5 more pages to go. Let's see if we can get more clear. 2 Kings, chapter 17. So the first 5 were Olam. The sixth one was Laolam. In 2 Kings, we're going to find another variation. 2 Kings chapter 17. Verse 37. 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 37. And the statutes, those are the chukot, right? You know what that is?
Things you don't understand, but you do them anyway,
because God commanded them. So the commandments, we don't understand why. How many of you get up in the morning and say, I wonder why God doesn't want us to murder? That's pretty obvious. But he wants us to get up and slaughter a red heifer and then burn it with hyssop, with what? Shiny color cloth, and hyssop, and cedar.
You do it 'cause you love God.
And then you take the ashes and you put them in water. Then you sprinkle people with water with ash in it, and that makes the unclean clean. How many get up every morning and say, well, of course that's the way you would do it? No. You got it. The ordinances, the law. What's that word for law? Anybody know?
Torah.
And a commandment. So God's commandments are sometimes referred to as statutes, sometimes ordinances, sometimes the Torah, sometimes the commandment. So here they put all 4 words. Which he wrote for you.
Moses
didn't. God wrote. You shall be careful to observe forever. But it's really not forever. This is Kol Hayamim, which means all of the days. So long as there is a day, every one of these is still in effect. Kol, K-O-L, or Q-O-L, your choice. Next word, Hayamim, H-A-Y-A-M-I-M. Kol means all of, Ha is the, Yamim is days, all of the days. Did the sun come up today?
Yes.
Then God's statutes, ordinances, Torah, and commandments were all in effect today. Psalm 119. Boy, people argue over who wrote Psalm 119. It was David. Just write it down. It was David. Verse 44. There are 3 words in this verse that are applicable to the topic under discussion. Psalm 119, verse 44. So shall I keep your law, what's that word?
Torah.
Continually, that's tamid. That means without fail, regularly. Tamid, T-A-M-I-D, tamid. One of the lights on the menorah in the temple is called the ner tamid, so it can never go out. It must burn continually. That's what tamid means, is continually, without end. And then it says, forever and ever, that's le'olam, L apostrophe, O-L-A-M, space, V apostrophe, E-D. Le'olam va'ed is forever and ever. So le'olam takes us to the new heavens and new earth. Where does va'ed take us?
To eternity. To
eternity future, never ever to end. So in this verse, what does the scripture tell us? That God's Torah is applicable continually, forever and ever without end. So far, it looks like God's being a little gray, right? subject to interpretation. Well, let's keep going. Let's go back to Exodus chapter 27. And now every one of these scriptures that we turn to is going to use the phrase statute forever. Statute forever. Exodus 27. Exodus 27, verse 21. I was talking to a pastor this past week who had never looked at 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Yeah. And he kind of sat back in his chair and said, "But which commandments does that refer to?" Well, let's keep studying and see if we can figure out what commandments that refers to. So Exodus chapter 27, verse 21. In the tabernacle of meeting, outside the veil, so is it in the holy place or the holy of holies?
Holy place.
Holy place, right. The HaKodesh. Which is before the testimony. The testimony is the Ark of the Covenant behind the veil. Aaron and his sons shall tend it, that's the menorah, that lampstand, from evening until morning before the Lord. It should be a statute forever to their generations on behalf of the children of Israel. That word forever is olam. Same as the rainbow. So as soon as the temple is rebuilt, will they be tending the menorah day and night? When Messiah is sitting on the throne, will they be tending the menorah day and night? When we come to the new heavens, the new earth, will we still be tending the menorah? We shall see. Don't you want to get there and look? I do. Exodus 28:43. Exodus 28:43. You guys know I have an impulse control problem, right? What you're going to find when we get through tonight is the things that in the 4th century they said, if you do any of these things, we'll put you to death and you can never be saved, are the things God said will be forever and ever without end. Got a question or comment? Let's see what it is. Yeah, yep, Drew Drayton. Okay, we're in Exodus 28. Have you gotten there? Verse 43. They, talking about the priesthood garments, the holy garments, shall be on Aaron and on his sons when they come into the tabernacle and meeting, or when they come near the altar to minister in the holy place, that they do not incur iniquity and die. It shall be a what? Statute forever. That word forever is olam. To him and his descendants after him. So the priestly garments, will they ever come to an end? No. Has the Temple Institute reconstituted all the temple garments? Yes, they have. Exodus 29, verse 28. Exodus 29, verse 28. Refers to the heave offerings, which are done, of course, at the temple with the assistance of the Levitical priesthood. It says, it shall be from the children of Israel for Aaron and his sons by a statute forever. That is the heave offering. Once it's done, the priests get to eat it. For it's a heave offering. It shall be a heave offering for the children of Israel from the sacrifices of their peace offerings. That is their heave offering to the Lord. So how long are the heave offerings to go on? Forever. Exodus 30. Exodus 30, verse 21. Before you get to the holy place, there is a laver in the courtyard. A laver is a wash basin where the priests have to wash their hands and their feet. Verse 21. Let me make sure you got there. So they shall wash their hands and their feet, lest they die. And it shall be a statute forever to them, to him and his descendants throughout their generations. See that phrase, statute forever? What is that Hebrew word? Olam. So the washing of the hands and feet by the priests at the temple is a statute forever. Go to Leviticus chapter 6. Leviticus chapter 6, verse 18. Leviticus chapter 6, verse 18. This has to do with the grain offering. So we saw the heave offering. This one's the grain offering. It says, all the males among the children of Aaron may eat it. That's the grain offering. It should be a statute forever in your generations concerning the offerings made by fire to the Lord. Everyone who touches them must be holy. So how long will the grain offerings go on? Forever. Leviticus chapter 6, verse 22. Still about the grain offering. Says the priest from among his sons who is anointed in his place shall offer it. It shall be a statue forever to the Lord. It shall be holy burned. So from the high priest to the high priest to the high priest, they're to do this grain offering for how long?
Forever.
Yes, go ahead.
The previous one, which is Leviticus 6:18, the grain offering eaten by the priest forever, there's a dependency there that the priests are going to get the grain offering. When the temple was destroyed, did priests stay priests or did they lose their priesthood?
There was no priesthood anymore. They had to go to work until the priest gets reconstituted when the temple gets rebuilt. Yep, you can't be a priest if there's no temple. How can you tell a priest or a Levite for the most part today? By the last name. You see some of the last name of Cohen or Kohen or Zola Levitt, he's a Levite. They've tried to keep record of who they were. Kahn, like Jonathan Kahn. Yeah. Yes.
When the priests, during the time of the temple, when the priests were not serving according to their division, they were amongst the people teaching the Torah, supposed to be.
That's correct.
That wouldn't be dependent upon the temple. They should continue to do that.
Should. Didn't. But should have. Yeah. You're correct. Let's go on to Leviticus chapter 7, verse 34. We looked at the heave offering. We looked at the grain offering. Now it's going to talk about the sacrifices in general. Leviticus chapter 7, verse 34. For the breast of the wave offering and the thigh and the heave offering I have taken from the children of Israel, from the sacrifices of their peace offerings, I have given them to Aaron the priest and to his sons from the children of Israel by a what? Statute forever. A chak olam. Olam. What does olam mean? Forever. Leviticus chapter 7, verse 36. Again, talking about the sacrifices in general. The Lord commanded this to be given to them by the children of Israel on the day that he anointed them by a statute forever throughout their generations. Leviticus chapter 10. What did